This important podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering a wide selection of prepping and survival products, including nutritional solutions and storable certified organic superfoods. Check out our full selection at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. Thank you for your support. The Chinese government has ordered the people in Wuhan to kill their own pets. That's the order. Kill your own pets because pets might spread this disease. Can you imagine being ordered to murder your own pet? I mean, how would you even accomplish it if you were willing to do so? Since Chinese citizens can't own shotguns, for example, how would you even do it? I mean, it's atrocious. It's horrifying that a government would order its people to do that. But that's just the beginning. I'm now getting reports, unconfirmed, because of course there are no official sources on this, but I'm getting through my sources that the Chinese government is now executing people who are infected, just shooting them. So it accomplishes a couple of things from the point of view of the communist regime, which has no value for human life, of course. That's communism. They don't have any human rights, no human dignity, nothing. They don't even believe that individuals count in a society. It's all collectivism. It's all under centralized communist rule. But shooting people accomplishes a couple of things from that twisted, dark, anti-human point of view. Number one, of course, it stops the spread of the infection. But secondly, most importantly for China, it allows them to not count that person as a coronavirus fatality nor a coronavirus infection, because number one, they don't have to really test them after they're dead. What would be the point? And secondly, they didn't die from the pandemic. They died from a gunshot wound. So you see how China accomplishes things by totally violating human rights. I mean, let's remember, mainland China is a country that's loved by leftists because leftists agree with all this anti-human, you know, suffering and pain, death and destruction. But mainland China runs organ harvesting farms. They arrest people who meditate as part of the Falun Gong movement, and they throw them into gulags, and they torture them, and they rape them, and then they harvest their organs for profit. That's China. China is a country that actively runs concentration camps right now for Muslims. They are concentration camps or re-education camps, whatever you want to call them. Anyone who's a Muslim is sent to the camp to be re-educated in the ways of communism. And if you don't conform, then you are executed. This is China today, right now, in the year 2020. And it's amazing to me that the WHO bows down to China, just like Obama bowed down to China, that the science establishment bows to China. And Hollywood, half the movies produced today are funded by China, which is why all the messages have to conform to communism, Chinese, and their desire to paint China as the savior of the world, not the bad guys, even though they're the ones developing these heinous, horrific biological weapons that are designed to exterminate humankind. So you're never supposed to question China, even though China is almost certainly running around executing people who show symptoms of the coronavirus infection. That is going to be China's last-ditch effort. In fact, I think they're already there. The level of desperation in China can only be understood by grasping the reality that this has spread way beyond containment in Wuhan. They've shut down Nanjing now for several days in a row, and this is going to get into Beijing as well. This is out of control in China. It's way beyond containment. It's so bad that it threatens the continuity of the communist Chinese government. And they know it. And they are willing to shoot and kill any number of citizens, whatever it takes, to stop the spread of this virus. If they have to mass murder 50 million Chinese, their own people, they will not hesitate to give that order, because they're talking about the survival of the Communist Party, which in their mind, they think is more valuable than any number of human lives. They don't care how many people die. Communism doesn't have any value of human life. Not that the American Republic, the American government values lives either. They don't either. But communism is far worse. So I would not be surprised to to start seeing leaked videos of citizens in China being executed because they showed symptoms. Mass executions. That's the new healthcare system, by the way. Should just call it Obamacare. It's euthanasia by government mandate. And it's consistent with the kind of medical mandates that we see in the United States by people like Richard Pan, California State Senator, vaccine mandates, gunpoint medicine. Richard Pan, no doubt, has ties to China, because all the politicians in California have ties to China, such as Nancy Pelosi and Senator Dianne Feinstein, whose office has been used as a spying hub for communist China for over 20 years. If you only knew the truth about how deeply China has infiltrated politics in California, you would be astonished. I've been told that the governor of California has already made an agreement with the Chinese to allow a major port to be used as a China landing site / invasion point. When the Chinese decide to invade the United States, they will use California as a beachhead, and they will start at the Longport Beach. And it's already been arranged. They'll just unload hundreds of thousands of troops, maybe millions, at the port. Of course, that plan has been thrown into disarray now that the virus is spreading in China. We're probably going to see the Chinese military suffer major casualties because of this. China is devastating its own country with this fiasco, this accidental release of a biological weapon that they had intended to deploy against the United States. And that's the other key takeaway from this, is to realize they had planned to drop this into Los Angeles or New York or Miami or someplace like that. They accidentally dropped it in their own backyard. Now, I understand there's an alternative theory that's kind of floating around out there, especially in China, that says that the Trump administration dropped this bioweapon on China. There's no way to disprove that, but the more likely explanation seems to be that China accidentally released it from their own lab. But see, the thing about these biological weapons is they cannot be traced. So you never know who released them. That's why they're so damn dangerous. That's why no one should be allowed to work on these weapons ever, anywhere on the planet, for exactly this reason, what we're seeing right now. But is it possible that the United States released this in China? Sent a spy in to drop this all over the Wuhan region so we could blame China's laboratories and call for a global ban on biological weapons? Well, the way you'll know that's true, if it is true, is if the media starts pushing the fact that this was a biological weapon. And so far, they are denying that. You see, if this event was supposed to be used to take down China's bioweapons research, then the media would have been ordered by the CIA to report that this is all from China's bioweapons labs. And so far, they're not saying that at all. So that's why I think that that scenario, that theory, is false. I don't think this was the USA attacking China. I think this was China trying to build a weapon to attack the USA and accidentally letting it out the back door, which is a very bad mistake to make in a nation that is a heavy, high-density population centers, not that good of public sanitation standards, weird, bizarre open meat markets, and a hierarchical structure of total tyranny where no one is allowed to speak out, including doctors, by the way. And many of the doctors have been arrested now. Some are being imprisoned, will probably be executed for trying to warn the world about what happened in China. So there you go. That's the communist response. Kill the whistleblowers. Cover up the truth. Mass execute your own people. That's what China is coming to. It's probably happening right now. And remember that every leftist Democrat in America supports China because their philosophies are aligned. Anti-human, anti-life, authoritarian, tyranny, mandates, government control, total rule over your life. Democrats love that. And yet, this is what it brings us. Mass death and suffering and destruction. Economic implosion. Perhaps the collapse of an entire nation. We'll see. That's where it's headed. But as always, stay informed. Read my website, naturalnews.com. Check out censored.news. Listen to my podcasts at brighteon.com. And don't believe anything from the mainstream media. They are deliberately lying to you. They know they are. And they're doing it on purpose because they want you to die from this pandemic. They hate humanity. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a two-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products, and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.